To a casual observer, the Capitol is full of activity and back to the way it always is. The halls are bustling and committees are debating bills.
I would say it's anything but business as usual.
That's Republican Senator Jim Smallwood of Parker. He's alluding to sexual harassment complaints. Complaints have been made against Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack and Republican Senators Randy Baumgartner and Jack Tate. It's changed the way Smallwood does his job. For starters, he says he no longer meets with women or men alone in his office.
These are common sense approaches that people in private business have been doing for years or decades. Open door meetings instead of closed door meetings, glass conference rooms instead of closed conference rooms. These are things that show no gender discrimination whatsoever, but it's smart having other people in the room.
Republican Senator Chris Hulbert, also of Parker, says he's more sensitive to how he conducts meetings.
Asking to have a door closed, are you comfortable with that, having my assistant right outside the door and making sure that the way we conduct business is okay, not assuming because I am in a position of power that the way I've done it before is the right way.
But the workplace extends beyond the Capitol to events, dinners, and other functions. Right now, leaders are working to change internal policies and conducting sexual harassment trainings, even though the formal complaints are unresolved.
It has been 2 months. And we need to hear what is happening with these investigations. And I think that's actually a major problem with the workplace harassment policy is that the public doesn't necessarily get to know.
Erin Hottenstein is with the group Colorado 50-50, which works to get more women to run for office. The complaint process is confidential, and leaders in the House and Senate determine what punishments are appropriate. She's also unhappy that the Republicans under investigation chair committees and are the key players on the highest priority GOP bills.
To be in a position of leadership, that's an honor, and so you should be at least temporarily removed from that while the investigation is underway.
The process hasn't been completed.
Senator Hulbert is also the majority leader. He says complaints are being taken seriously, and his party will honor due process.
If someone wants to draw a conclusion from that, I think that that's premature.
Colorado State University political science professor John Strayer says sexual harassment is the kind of issue where almost everyone loses, adding that most people realize it's wrong under any circumstance.
At the same time, we have a tradition in this country of fair process, the need for evidence, the need for testimony, the need not to jump to conclusions, civil procedure, anything. Those things are sort of at loggerheads in a situation like this.
Some lawmakers are not working on bills with the accused. Others are. Speaker of the House Chrisanta Duran has an affordable housing bill pending with Jack Tate. And Republican Senator Vicky Marple is the only lawmaker in the legislature sponsoring a bill with Steve Lebsack. Meanwhile, Democrats such as Representative Jeff Bridges from Greenwood Village support a resolution to expel Lebsack from the legislature. It hasn't been introduced yet.
Things may appear calm on the surface, and that's because as legislators we have a responsibility to the people of Colorado to do the people's business, but just below the surface things are boiling. There is tension, there is apprehension, there is real palpable fear, and we are waiting for a resolution to this that we hope will come very soon.
Expelling a lawmaker takes a two-thirds vote in the House. It's only happened once in state history in 1915. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.